Authoritarian Sociopathy, Toward a Renegade Psychological Experiment. Chapter 7. Powerful People Are Better Liars. Dana R. Carney is an assistant professor at the University of California, Berkeley, Haas School of Business. She conducted an experiment intended to discover whether leaders and subordinates experience the same physiological stress while lying. She found that a sense of power was a buffer against the emotional, cognitive, and physiological stress of lying, and that it increased one's ability to deceive others, making lying not only easier, but even pleasurable. 50 volunteers from diverse backgrounds were recruited from Columbia University. Participants completed a leadership questionnaire that identified them as leaders or subordinates. In reality, the selection was random, but the fake survey created an air of legitimacy which allowed subjects to believe their assignment was somehow deserved. Those randomly designated as leaders were given a large office with an executive desk, while those randomly designated as subordinates were placed in small windowless cubicles. Both groups were given an hour of busy work. After that, they engaged in a 10-minute mock negotiation over compensation. After the mock negotiation, half of the leaders and half of the subordinates were given an opportunity to steal a $100 bill. They were told that they could keep the money if they convinced the experimenter in their exit interview that they did not have it. It is known as a high-stakes lie of transgression, which can be detected with 90% accuracy from nonverbal cues by those trained in lie detection. The exit interviewers asked the subjects the same 10 questions, including 3 control questions about the weather, and did not know which subjects had the money and which ones did not. For most people, lying elicits negative emotions, cognitive impairment, physiological stress, and nonverbal behavioral cues, all of which can be measured. Video of the exit interviews was reviewed to identify behavioral cues such as fidgeting, involuntary shoulder shrugs, or increased rate of speech. Saliva samples were tested for increases in the stress hormone cortisol. Tests of reaction times were conducted by computer to demonstrate cognitive impairment, and a mood survey assessed participants' emotional states during the experiment. By every measure, liars from the subordinate class exhibited all 5 of the anticipated indicators of deception. They reported negative emotions, demonstrated cognitive impairment and increased stress levels, and exhibited behavioral cues associated with lying. Liars from the leader class exhibited the exact opposite. By every measure, they were indistinguishable from truth tellers. In fact, it was discovered that they enjoyed reduced levels of stress, increased cognitive function, and reported positive emotions. Only subordinates reported feeling bad about lying. Carney writes, "Just as kids don't touch a stove once they learn it burns, people don't like to lie because it hurts them emotionally and physiologically. These data suggest that powerful individuals don't get burned when they touch the figurative stove. What we've shown here is that if you give people power, they're more comfortable lying, and it will be harder to tell they're doing it." Professor Carney speculates that authority could have a similar impact on other unethical behaviors that cause similar physiological responses, such as cheating, stealing, exploitation, reckless behavior, and even political corruption. She concludes, "Power will lead to increases in intensity and frequency of lying." In other words, lying comes easier and is inherently more pleasurable to those in a position of authority, even fake authority. Also, positions of authority not only attract dishonest people, but actually incentivize dishonesty. Power rewards dishonesty with pleasure. So, going back to the Stanford prison experiment, being a prison guard not only induces cruel and sadistic behavior, but makes it pleasurable. It also makes it easier to lie to cover it up. Returning to the Milgram experiment, being in a position of subordination induces a willingness to follow unethical orders, and being in a position of authority makes it easier, even pleasurable, to give unethical orders in the first place.